What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Hill Yunzu Wrestling Podcast. Hope everybody's having a great Saturday. This Saturday, right? Yeah, it is Saturday. I got a 3-day weekend this weekend, so I'm pretty excited. I took the day after the Royal Rumble and everything, so really excited about that and everything. But yeah, I haven't done a podcast in a while, so I thought I'd jump on here, get back in the swing of things. Had a lot going on with the holidays and everything coming up to be about, so wanted to take a little bit of time, clear my head, get mine right, and get focused for 2020, and get the Hill Yunzu Wrestling Podcast back rolling. So what I'm going to do today on this podcast, I want to talk about the two pay-per-views we got going on this weekend. We got Worlds Collide with NXT versus NXT UK, which I feel like they should do at Survivor Series. That'd be a Survivor Series weekend. Do War Games, do that Worlds Collide kind of type pay-per-view that way. That'd be kind of cool there doing that. And then also we got my favorite pay-per-view. Like, my favorite pay-per-view, Royal Rumble. I'm a big fan of Royal Rumble. I love the Royal Rumble. It's one of my favorites. That and WrestleMania. Like, the big four. You always got to think about the Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Survivor Series. Those are the ones I grew up on. Those are the only ones we watched when we were kids. Those are the only ones. Then they start bringing in your house and everything that way, and then they start bringing in 9 million pay-per-views. But that's another podcast we can talk about later on. But I want to jump on there, talk about both pay-per-views, do the predictions for those, and also want to talk about my wrestlers of the decade. I'll probably start there with that. We'll probably get into it. I'll probably do another podcast. Tomorrow I'll probably do a review of Worlds Collide, and then we'll probably do a review for the Rumble on Monday, where then also on Monday I'll do another recording for my predictions for 2020 and just go over 2019 and wrestling and everything that was real big in that way. Big moments from 2019. But yeah, going that way. And then, like, going forward, we're going to try to get a Raw review on the podcast. We'll try to get NXT. Well, I'm going to try to do a Wednesday War podcast, talk about both shows, talk about what's different, what I liked and didn't like on both shows, and then do SmackDown on Saturday, and then any news that goes along with those. So, well, I'm not going to waste any more time. Let's talk about the decade of wrestling from 2010 till 2019. I started getting serious back into wrestling. I really wasn't into wrestling. Like, when I first moved out here, I moved out of here at the end of 2007, 2008. So it was about 2009 I started, like, watching wrestling again, because my former roommate, he was watching it from time to time. And I was like, you're watching wrestling? And starting to get back into it, just watching WWE majority of the time. Really got me back into it was the Cena Rock thing, with Cena and Rock wrestling again, having their matches. That really got me back into watching it about full time. I kind of knew what was going on. I glanced at it. I knew what was going on, but I really started watching it full tilt, watching Raw again, watching SmackDown, watching those shows again, watching the pay-per-views and everything there. And then midway through the decade, I started watching the indies, because I heard of a match of Okada and Kenny Omega, and I was like, who are these two guys? Because I didn't watch the indies at all. I just watched WWE. And then I had friends that showed me the way of the indies, and I guess now I'm not just a WWE fan, I'm a pro wrestling fan now. But I want to talk about my wrestlers of the decade. I'm just going to go over to, I got top five, which are going to be, there's going to be five wrestlers here. Well, six, because I have a tie for fifth. So I'm going to go backwards order here. I'm going to go from five to one. I'm going to go that way. My number five wrestlers, I have a tie here at number five. I got Chris Jericho and Daniel Bryan. What Chris Jericho has been doing since 2010 till now is just amazing. I mean, he keeps reinventing himself. He's a 50-year-old, almost 50 years old. He might be 50 now. I think he is 50. But what he has done in wrestling, he's reinvented himself every time. Whether it be with The List, Le Champion now in AEW. He's the AEW champion. He went to New Japan, became the Painkiller. I mean, he is just reinventing himself. I really want to put him higher on this list. But the other guys on this list, I mean, you really had to do something real special. And Jericho, I mean, he's done some good stuff. He's done some really good stuff. But he's been really good. And I can't wait to see what he does this going forward. I mean, in AEW, he's really... wrestling and rock cruise. Where his band performs, AEW's on there, other wrestling promotions, podcasts are on there. It's just amazing what Chris Jericho's done in the past decade in wrestling. He's actually helped again wrestling exciting again. Not just in WWE, he helped there. He's also helped big part of the indies. Tied with Chris Jericho is Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan was on top of the world after WrestleMania 30 when he won the World Championship and the WWE Championship. He was on top of the world. Injuries started happening. WrestleMania 31, he comes back and wins the Intercontinental title. Then gets injured again. And he said he had to retire. One of my big moments of the decade also was his announcement of his retirement, his return. He had three big moments in the decade. His winning the title at WrestleMania 30. His retirement, and then his return at WrestleMania in New Orleans. So it was like full circle for him there. And what he's done since he's come back has been amazing. He's been nothing but spectacular. I mean, with the whole heel run he did as the people's the planet's champion. Now his work, now he cut his hair. I think he's going to have a great match with Bray Wyatt. We'll get into those predictions here in a little bit. We'll get into those predictions. But... what he's done has been really spectacular. And I mean, I probably would have put him above my 3 and 4, the top wrestlers in WWE, if he didn't get hurt. I think he'd have been a lot higher. And the sky would have been a limit for him because he was about to be a replacement. He was the number one babyface in the company after he won the title in New Orleans. And if he didn't get hurt, who knows what would have been. Who knows what would have been. I've seen CM Punk. I mean, just think about this also. He was not even supposed to be in a title match for WrestleMania. He was not even supposed to be in the title match. They changed it all. CM Punk, I guess, tweeted out a picture of the WrestleMania card. And I think it had on there, I think I have it saved here. On his tweet, he saved it out here. Let me see if I can find it here. See, now when I want to find my pictures, I can find them. My niece taking 9 million pictures of herself. I gotta clean. Oh, man. I don't have it. But Daniel Bryan was just supposed to fight Sheamus. He was just supposed to fight Sheamus. And just imagine that, if that would have happened. And I think it was supposed to be... I think Lesnar and Undertaker were still supposed to go. But I think it was supposed to be CM Punk versus Triple H. That's what it was supposed to be. But just how crazy that would have been. As I'm going through the pictures, I see I hope this is fake, but they have the WrestleMania card for this year. And it has Brock Lesnar versus Tyson Fury for the WWE Championship. I won't even watch that shit. I won't even watch that. Let's just hope. That's why I'm rooting for Tyson Fury against Dante Wilder. Not the fact that, I need him to win the win, beat Dante Wilder, so we don't have this match against him and Brock Lesnar. That's why we need Tyson Fury to win that boxing match on February 22nd. But it also has Bray Wyatt versus Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan for Universal title. I could see that one happening. Becky Lynch versus Shayna Baszler. I don't think she's going to win the Rumble. I think somebody else is going to win the Rumble that's going to verse Becky Lynch. Then they have this ridiculous six-man tag, which I don't think is going to happen. That's why I think this is a fake. Somebody leaked out here. I think this is a fake. Samoa Joe, Kevin Owens, and a Big Show versus Steph Rollins, AOP. It's like somebody just went and just, like, did some PowerPoint and just, like, put pictures and stuff and just typed this up to make everybody laugh and get everybody aroused. This looks like an episode of Raw, to be honest with you. It's real terrible. Randy Orton versus AJ Styles. See that one happening, maybe. Retirement match, maybe. Bobby Lashley versus Lana versus Rusev and Liv. No, please no. Please no. After that terrible main event, and then we're going to get Liv versus Lana on Raw on Monday. Oh, my oh my. Anyway, as I digress, I'm going to go back to my thing. But yeah, it would have been crazy to see where Daniel Bryan would have been. My number four wrestler, which I was listening to a lot of their podcasts. I didn't put him on my original. I put him low on my other one. And then I really had to sit back and think about this one a lot. And it's Brock Lesnar. As much as Brock Lesnar is not there, he is was one of the strongest wrestlers booked in the company during that decade in WWE. You can't argue that. Him winning the Undertaker, ending the streak, him destroying John Cena at SummerSlam to win the WWE Championship, his matches all the way. I mean, him against Roman Reigns. I mean, it took Roman Reigns three or four times to beat him to become the WWE Champion. Braun hasn't beat him every time we think Braun Strowman's going to beat Lesnar and take the title from him. Wrong answer. He destroyed Kane Velasquez at the Greatest Royal Rumble. I mean, one of the best matches I think I would have put on my, if I did a decade matches, was his first match when he returned against John Cena at Extreme Rules. That was a really good match. Outstanding match. But I mean, like, he's champion. I mean, it sucks he's not there. I mean, crying out loud, he's been on Raw for 3 straight weeks. And I mean, that's a record there, so... That's a record right there for him being on Raw. So, but yeah, I mean, I put Lesnar there. I put Lesnar at four. Number three, AJ Styles. A lot of people don't like AJ Styles, his wrestling style, everything like that. But you got to take something into fact here. AJ Styles was the top guy on 3 different promotions during the decade. He was the number one guy in TNA. He was the number one guy in New Japan. He was the number one guy in WWE. He held 3 major championships in 3 different promotions. I really want to put him at 2, but after looking more into it, the next two are basically... I basically want to say AJ's 2, and the top 2 in my mind are 1A and 1B, basically. It's just... I really just think what AJ did. And when he came to WWE, I mean, he's had really good matches. 2 great matches against John Cena. The match against Nakamura, Money in the Bank, was really good. I mean, we were really overhyped that rivalry. We thought the WrestleMania match was going to burn burn the Superdome down. we thought that was going to burn that down, how great we thought that was going to be. It was a good match. The match against Daniel Bryan at TLC, I think it was last year, was really good. The match at Rumble was, okay. Matches against Randy Orton, match against Randy Orton at WrestleMania was really good. But yeah, he's been solid. His matches at TNA, really good. Look at the matches he's had there. New Japan, his rivalry with Okada, Tanahashi, he was the leader of the Bullet Club. He made, I always say this, Finn invented the Bullet Club. AJ Styles made it cool. The Young Bucks, Cody, and Kenny Omega made it profitable. That's the way you got to look at it. Finn invaded it. AJ made it cool with him and Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson. They made it cool. And then Kenny, Young Bucks, and Cody made it profitable. But yeah, AJ's my number three. I'm going to go through this a little bit quickly here. Because I want to get to the Rumble predictions and everything that way too. So, and get over and talk about Worlds Collide here. Number two is Tanahashi, the ace. I started watching New Japan probably 3 years ago. So I didn't get a chance to see Tanahashi in his prime. No, starting out, he wasn't supposed to be the guy. It was supposed to be Nakamura. But this New Japan was going to be done. Like, they were on impact level, about to be non-existent. But Tanahashi came around, became champion, had great matches, and everything there. I really don't, but what he did and what he meant to New Japan was just really special, and how he brought it out of the darkness to basically pass a torch to my number one wrestler of the decade, Kushi Okada. Okada is New Japan's John Cena. He means so much to that company. And what he means, I mean, he is going to pass a torch in the 2020 Olympics this year in Tokyo. That's big. Like, they get important people. And Okada's a big figure in Japan. He is a superhero. He's like John Cena over here. He is their superhero over there. And the 12 straight title defenses, going up until he lost it to Jay White, then regained it. His matches with Tanahashi, his matches with Okada. I mean, I'm not Okada. He is Okada. His matches with AJ Styles, Nakamura. The dream match, the 7-star whammy match that Dave Meltzer gave with Kenny Omega. I mean, that's what got me into watching wrestling. I mean, got me watching New Japan was that. Because I was one. I mean, I still think their Old Dominion match was probably the greatest wrestling match I've seen. It was so good. The storytelling was so amazing in that match. It was so good. That's why I put, and Okada was my wrestler of the year in 2019. He was my wrestler of the year. I mean, just what he did, his coming back, his story of bouncing back when he lost the title, to getting the title back, and then the defenses, and then going up until Wrestle Kingdom this year, losing it to Naito, which should have happened. That's the story it should have been. Of course, people said it might have been a little bit too late, but in my mind, I thought it was perfect. Yeah, but those are my wrestlers of the decade. Let me know what you guys think. You always can, like, comment on this podcast and always let me know about that. Like I said, I'm going to do a prediction show for 2020 and talk about the year 2019 and different, probably this week, probably be Monday, because I'm off on Monday from work, so I'll probably jump on there and do a podcast, talk about that, and then talk about the Rumble and everything also as well. But let's get into the two shows we got this weekend. I heard NWA had a really good pay-per-view last night. I might go check it out. I have a $10 credit on Fight, so I might get in and check it out here and everything like that. They're doing good stuff on NWA. I'm not excited they have Scott Steiner back, but that's neither here nor there. But let's talk about Worlds Collide. Worlds Collide's tonight, 7 o'clock, from the Toyota Center. I'm in Houston, Texas. Houston, Atlanta, Vegas. Shout out to Drake. Yeah, we got a total of 6 matches. Should be a good card. We have a pre-show match of Mia Yim versus Kaylee Ray. Kaylee Ray's going to probably pick up this W here. Mia Yim. It's a good spot for her, though. Get her some shine. Shout out to Keith Lee winning the North American title on Wednesday over Roderick Strong. That's awesome. Kind of takes away my thinking for him for the Rumble now, but I think he got big things in the future for him. Big things. The main card we have for the NXT Cruiserweight Championship. I love how it's the NXT Cruiserweight title. Angel Garza taking on Isaiah Swerve Scott, Jordan Devlin, and Travis Banks. I feel that I'm going to go on a limb here, and I'm going to pick different. A lot of people pick Garza to win this match because he just won the title and everything. I'm going to go Jordan Devlin's going to win this. I think Jordan Devlin's going to take the title back to NXT UK, do some stuff over there. Maybe you have a couple feuding matches with Travis Banks over there. Travis Banks gets it off of him. He then brings it to Orlando. We'll drop it to whoever they think is going to be the next Cruiserweight champion, which could be Isaiah Swerve Scott. So they could be setting up a good storyline here. So I think it might go over to NXT UK for a little bit to give it some rub over there. I'm going to say Jordan Devlin, because Jordan Devlin just lost a tough match, which right now I think is match of the year with Tyler Bate. So I think they're going to give Jordan Devlin some rub. So I got Jordan Devlin winning the NXT Cruiserweight title tonight. In a grudge match, basically, we got Finn Balor taking on Ijo Dragunov. I probably said his name so wrong. Dragunov. I feel Finn's going to win this match. He's not going to take an L the whole way until Portland, NXT Portland, where he's going to take on Johnny Gargano. So Finn's going to win this match. Probably going to be a good match. Dragunov's put on great matches with Cesaro, a couple matches on NXT UK, so I wouldn't see anything. He probably will put nothing but a good banger match on this tonight. My match I'm looking forward to tonight, this might be the most match I'm looking forward to the whole weekend. Like, we're supposed to be going out tonight for a friend's birthday, and I don't know how late I'm going to be out. I might have to, like, put the show on my, might have to put the, WWE Network on my phone and, like, get into a corner and watch this match. DIY reuniting. It feels so good. Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa taking on Mustache Mountain, Tyler Bate, and Trent Seven. Dream tag team match. This match is probably gonna be match of the night. They probably gonna tear the house down. They're probably gonna be Mustache Mountain, DIY chant, DIY, not DUI. Oh man. I shouldn't do the podcast without eating, I guess. No, but yeah. I'm gonna go DIY winning this match. But it's gonna be a great match. I'm gonna go DIY winning. For the NXT championship, I got Rhea Ripley versus Toni Storm. I mean, that is the next match on this card. I'm gonna go with Rhea Ripley. She just won the belt. Her and Bianca are probably going to put a great match on in Portland, so you got that also as well, too. So I'm going to go with Rhea. Might be some interference in this match, which could lead to a fatal four-way match maybe at Portland, maybe down the road at the NXT WrestleMania weekend, maybe down the road, but we'll see. But Rhea retains her title. Then the main event, Undisputed Era, taking on Imperium. I mean, this would have been a really great War Games match. I really wish this would have been the War Game match. That would have been amazing. That could have been really something special there also as well. So, I'm kind of drawn on this. I don't know which way I want to go on here. I don't know if I really want to go with, I don't know which I really want to go here. I'm going to go in Undisputed Era. I think Undisputed Era is going to win this, because they're about to all lose their titles one by one. I feel like Roderick Strong lost his first, and then Portland's win the tag team titles he lost, and then right before they're about to go up to the main roster, we're probably going to have Adam Cole lose his NXT title that way. So I'm going to go Undisputed Era. It's going to be a great match. I can't wait to see Walter chop everybody on Undisputed Era. Alexander Wolf, Fabian Aichner, Marcel Bortel. It's going to be a really good match, so it should be really good. But that's my predictions for Worlds Collide. Let's get into the big one, the Royal Rumble. Right now, as it is, it looks like we're looking at... they don't have... It's kind of weird. They advertise it, but they don't have it on the main thing yet. Humberto Carrillo and Andrade Cien Almas on here yet. But it's going to be on there for the United States title. But with that match, you're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 matches. It's going to be a long day starting at 5 o'clock. It's probably going to go to 11:30. That's why I took the next day off, because I don't want to go to work wrestling hungover. Wrestling hungover. I hope I might be a little hungover from a party. That's neither here nor there either. But let's get into that. Sheamus taking on Shorty G. I don't even want to talk about this, because every time I say Shorty G, it pisses me off. Why can't this man be Chad Gable and just be really good at what he does? Let him go back down to NXT. Let him be Chad Gable and let him put on good matches in the cruiserweights. Sheamus is going to win this match. This first match back, he's going to win. In a Falls Count Anywhere match, Roman Reigns takes on King Corbin. Now, everybody I've been seeing has been picking Roman Reigns. I mean, picking King Corbin, because they feel that Roman Reigns is going to win the Rumble. Roman Reigns is winning this match. They're going to continue this feud, though, the whole way. Roman Reigns is going to get to the main event, WrestleMania. But I don't think it's going to get through the Rumble. I think it's going to be another way he's going to get to the main event. Excuse me. I'm going to grab a drink there. So I got Roman winning this match. It's going to be a whole lot of overbooking in this match. The Usos are probably going to get involved. The King's Court with Rude and Ziggler and the Revival are probably going to get involved. So it's going to be a whole cluster mess. So I got Roman winning, because I don't think Roman's going to win the Rumble. I'll let you know my pick who's going to win the Rumble. For the SmackDown Women's Championship, Bayley takes on Lacey Evans, defends her title against Lacey Evans. Everybody's picking Lacey Evans also. I don't think it's yet the trigger going to be pulled for Lacey when it's belt. I think Bayley wins thanks to Sasha. Carries that feud on. Because we're going to get Bayley versus Sasha WrestleMania. Title or not, title or no title, it's going to be Bayley versus Sasha at WrestleMania. I hope it's for the champion. I'd rather not be for the championship. Showcase the girls another way. Have Bayley and Sasha just fight just for revenge. Have Bayley turn on Sasha. That's what needs to happen. Bayley turns on Sasha. She lost the title. And blame Sasha for everything. And it turns Sasha back to her little baby face thing. And keep Bayley as a heel. Be kind of cool to see and stuff. And have it that way. But yeah, Bayley's going to retain her. I got Bayley winning this tonight, Sunday. Becky Lynch versus Asuka. Becky Lynch defending her title against Asuka. I don't know if anybody saw, there was a shooting in Vegas Mall, the fashion mall in Vegas. And Asuka was there. And like, she got protected and got able to get out without being hurt or anything. That's just a scary thing to think about. Like, man, it just makes you think sometimes, like, whew, how crazy it is out here in these days and stuff. And, man, Asuka was there. She posted, she was, I was lucky to be protected by somebody at the mall to help her get out of the mall safe. But, just crazy. I was just shocked when I read that. And I was like, what? Yeah, I was out in Las Vegas, but... It's just crazy to think about the world, but how the world is and everything happens. This is a tough one, because I really wanted to pick Asuka to win the title and become Asuka Two Belts, but there's no way Becky's going to lose this match. Becky gets her revenge from last year's Royal Rumble, where she tapped out Asuka. So I think Asuka is going to tap out to Becky Lynch here in this match. And Becky retains her title and gets ready to be one of the big matches at WrestleMania in Tampa. For the Universal Championship next, Bray Wyatt taking on Daniel Bryan in a strap match. Oh, forget that match. Let's do the predictions for Carrillo, Humberto Carrillo, and Andrade Cien Almas. I don't think they'll just have the belt come off of Cien Almas right now. I feel that they're going to have Cien Almas retain the title. Maybe have Humberto win it down the road, maybe at another pay-per-view. But this is going to be the first of starting something really good with Cien Almas. To get him positioned as a top heel to go for the WWE Championship, whoever takes that belt off of Brock Lesnar. So, and I hope it is who I think is my pick to win the Royal Rumble. That's what I'm really hoping for, to get that set up. Because I think they're trying to position him to be a babyface. The way kind of Randy gave him his... But we'll get to that. I don't want to give nothing away right now. But yeah, but I got Andrade Cien Almas winning the... retaining the United States Championship. Now back to the Universal Championship strap match. It's even written on her Universal Championship strap match. The Fiend Bray Wyatt taking on Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan's winning. Just on the outcome of what happened on Friday Night SmackDown, I think Daniel Bryan's going to win the Universal title. He's going to be the one to defeat The Fiend. It's going to be a fluky win how he wins it. I think it's just going to be a fluky win how he wins it. He's going to win the Universal title. And then I feel the one match I seen on that fake whatever prediction card for WrestleMania this year, I think it's going to be him defending his title against Bray Wyatt and Roman Reigns. I think there's going to be a way where Bray Wyatt and Roman Reigns are going to be involved in this, and it's going to start a feud with him and Roman Reigns, and then this is when the Fiend and Roman Reigns feud starts. I don't want to see the Fiend, Roman Reigns the one to defeat the Fiend. I mean, it sucks that the Fiend's going to lose the title already. In my perfect world, I would have the Fiend beat Daniel Bryan and beat Roman Reigns and continue dominating until you bring Finn back up as the Demon, and that's who should beat him. But who am I? I have a 2-bedroom apartment in Cincinnati. Yeah. I'm not a writer. I have a bank job. But that's what I would do. That's what I would do. But I think Daniel Bryan's going to win this match tonight. I have a feeling that Daniel Bryan's going to win this title. Everybody thinks The Fiend's going to win. I'm going to beat Oddball. That's why they're called predictions. I'm not saying it's a spoiler. I'm saying it's a prediction that Daniel Bryan's going to win the Universal title on Sunday. The Women's Royal Rumble match. Hopefully they do 10, 10, and 10 like everybody's been saying. We'll probably, I'm going to go over some, right now I'm going to say like some surprises. I think Maryse is going to be in the Rumble. I'm going to go AJ Lee's going to be in the Rumble. Because you're going to have the surprises in there. I think AJ Lee's going to be in the Rumble. I think Maryse is going to be in the Rumble. Maybe get some NXT UK people we don't see. Be kind of cool. Maybe Zaya Brookside's in it. Kacy Canizaro's going to be in it, of course. That's why she came back for the Battle Royale, to get her practice in for the Rumble. Shayna Baszler will probably be in it. And Ronda Rousey is going to be my surprise person. Also, is going to be in the Royal Rumble. She's going to come in, and she's also going to win the Royal Rumble. I feel like she's going to eliminate... I think it's going to come down to the final four, I feel, in the Women's Rumble. Shayna, Ronda, Charlotte, and Nia Jax. I think those are going to be the final four in my mind. Oh, we're going to have another surprise return from Nia Jax coming back. I feel those are going to be the final four. And you can tell a great story between all four of those versus Becky at WrestleMania. We have not got the closure there between Nia Jax and Becky, which I think that's not a WrestleMania match, but I think that we can start that feud, the feud before WrestleMania, before Ronda wrestles Becky at WrestleMania. But I don't think that way. I mean, Charlotte and Becky's history there, Shayna getting the rub there, maybe tossing Ronda out, but no, I think Ronda comes back on Sunday, gets her shot at Becky Lynch at WrestleMania. So I got Ronda winning the Royal Rumble. Most eliminations, I'm going to go with Charlotte again. Because Charlotte, again, they got to give Charlotte a big rub. You know what I mean? They got to have Charlotte have something big. So, 2 years in a row, have the most eliminations. Iron Woman. Who do I think will be the Iron Woman in the Royal Rumble? I'm going to go Candice LeRae. I think Candice LeRae will be in the Rumble, and I think she'll be the Iron Woman. I think she will come in and last a long time and give her a little bit of rub also there. Give her a little bit of rub and go back to NXT down there. So, yeah. So, Iron Woman, Candice LeRae, Charlotte, most eliminations. Final four, Nia Jax, Shayna, Ronda, Charlotte. And now on to the Men's Rumble. Surprises. I think it's going to be surprises. Edge is going to be in it. I mean, as much as Edge's been saying that I'm not in the Rumble, I'm not going to be in the Rumble. No, I'm not going to be in the Rumble. Edge is going to be in the Royal Rumble. I think John Cena's going to come back. Set Sun up there. Well, Kane Velasquez has already announced he's already in the Rumble. So, and this is the Rumble where Brock is starting at 1. And I think it's kind of cool that they're not going to have Brock defend the title, but have him in the Rumble starting at 1. I think from 1 to 7 is Brock's going to be tossing people. And it better be nothing but jobbers. Like, No Way Jose better be 2. 3 better be Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins. You can put Elias in there. You can put the guys, Mojo Riley. Don't have Brock Lesnar tossing, like, Ricochet, Aleister Black. Don't have him tossing those people out from 1 to 10. He's going to dominate the first, like, 5 to 7 people coming in to Rumble. Don't have it be your future stars or your big baby face or big heels. Don't do that. That's dumb. That's dumb. But have him dominate the other people coming in. And then have it start slowing down a little bit. Hey, this person lasts a little bit. Have it that way. So, so I'm going to say more surprises. Like I said, Cena, AJ. I mean, not AJ. AJ Styles. Edge, Cena. No CM Punk. CM Punk's not getting the Rumble, so everybody needs to calm down. He's not getting the Rumble. I don't think CM Punk's going to wrestle, be honest with you. I think he's just going to... I can see CM Punk eventually, once everything's cool with him and WWE doing the backstage, maybe doing stuff backstage, maybe, if they bring his wife back, and maybe him joining commentary, maybe on Raw. That'd be kind of cool, him being on commentary, but I don't see him wrestling. I don't think he wants to wrestle, to be honest with you. I think he loves talking about it. He enjoys that, but I don't think he really wants to get back in the ring and do that. It's past him. Other surprises. I think Matt Riddle's going to be in the Rumble. We're going to get that cool face-off between him and Brock that everybody's been waiting for. excuse me. Try to think of anybody else I think be big surprises. Probably Hornswoggle will probably show up. I'm trying to think of anybody else, like celebrity, like old time wrestlers that might get into the Rumble. But I'm going to go with Iron Man is going to be Ricochet. I think Ricochet is going to be the Iron Man. I think, like, he's going to come in, be the first person that's going to stay in when Brock tries to eliminate that person. That's what's going to get built up that way. But I think Ricochet is going to be one of my Iron Men. The final four, Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, Drew McIntyre, and Ricochet are going to be my last four. And then I feel that Brock Lesnar is going to eliminate Roman Reigns. Tell him, Suplex City, bitch, eliminate him. And then Ricochet is going to get eliminated by, finally will get eliminated by Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre, nah. I feel that Drew McIntyre then will eliminate Brock and Ricochet, and Drew McIntyre will be your winner of the 2020 Men's Royal Rumble, where he will then take on Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania for the Universal title. I mean, for the WWE Championship. That match needs to happen. A match that I would love to see. I don't want to see Kane versus Brock. I don't want to see that. Everybody said, oh, that's what's going to be the setup there. Some people have said it might be John Cena, which I wouldn't be mad about that. Build a match between him and John Cena, Brock and John Cena. That'd be really cool. But I feel like Drew McIntyre, they need to build stars in this Rumble this year. And why not build Ricochet and Drew McIntyre as your future stars? Maybe even Aleister Black. I feel like Aleister Black's going to have the most. I mean, I think Brock's going to have most eliminations because he's going to dominate everybody. But second most, I can see Aleister Black getting those. But, yeah. Final four, Ricochet, Roman, Drew, and Brock. Drew McIntyre winning the Royal Rumble. Iron Man, Ricochet, most eliminations, Brock. That's not a spoiler. That's not a prediction. That's a spoiler, folks. No. But yeah, those are my predictions, guys. Let me know what you guys think. Guys, like I said, we're going to get the podcast rolling again. We're going to get it back going again. We're going to get everything going again with the podcasts, with the Raw reviews, NXT reviews, and all those reviews. We're going to get all that stuff rolling again and everything. So, guys, thank you again very much. Remember, you can listen to the podcast on any major app. You can go to the Anchor app. You can go to Spotify. You can go to Apple Music, Google Play. Listen to the podcast. Make sure you go follow me on the Facebook, the Hill Yunzer Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter. We're gonna start doing more stuff on Twitter and Facebook. I might do the reviews on Facebook. Might do Facebook Live. Just pop on there, do Facebook Live, and do the pod and do like the reviews that way. Just a quick 20-minute review. I'm not gonna break down the matches, match to match. I'm not gonna do that because sometimes I get drowsy and I fall asleep a little bit. But I'm an old man. What can I say? But we'll try to go on and do the podcast and do like maybe do the reviews on that way. Might jump on and do that for right now. But guys, thank you again for listening. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy Worlds Collide tonight. Enjoy the Royal Rumble, guys. And guys, again, thank you for listening. You guys have a great weekend. Peace.